Shut your eyes.
Welcome. Enter the world of I Am, mind and body, with your guide, Maggie Moore. She's a visionary, a healer, a psychotherapist, expert in Eastern philosophy, and author of the book, I Am. Your guide to mind and body union for total awareness. Join Maggie. Take the journey to advance your mind and develop your potential with discussions from her book on spirituality, metaphysics, psychology, physiology, sensuality, and much more. Now, here's your guide, Maggie Moore. Hello and welcome. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. I'd like to talk about the meaning. What does it mean? I am mind and body. Well, let's start together by simply taking a breath. Can you feel it in your body? The movement of breath opening your rib cage, your solar plexus? Do you breathe as deeply as your diaphragm and pelvis? Soon you will, if not now. Just keep breathing deeply and gently, and feel the heat of your breath moving through you. So you're not thinking mentally, I'm breathing, but you're feeling the experience of breath moving through you, your cells, your organs, your heart, your veins, your brain, cleansing, warming. Feel your breath like an internal massage as you inhale, as you exhale. So what does I am mean? Well, in Sanskrit, I am is Satam. Some say it as Satnam. And the I am mantra represents the third chakra. You can learn about that in my book on page 159. And we'll talk more about that at the close of this discussion today. I'll give you a little bit of insight now. The third chakra is located at your solar plexus, your center, and is meant to represent your identity or your confidence in Western literature. Those are the words they would use. We'll discuss more about that as we move on. But your third chakra is between your belly button and your breastplate, not as high as your breast. Most importantly, when you're balanced in your third chakra, the subtle energies or the psychical or emotional experience that you store in your body, you will feel balanced. You will be able to experience everything, both positive and negative emotions. Balance doesn't mean happy all the time. Means the ability to contain and be with all of your different experiences and feelings without imploding, exploding, or buckling in. But you won't be consumed by these experiences. Your feelings will be more able to simply flow through you. We'll discuss how to open this area of your body as we move through this talk today. And again, if you have my book, you can read along and you'll gain even more benefit from this talk and this exercise. But first, let's really discuss the concept of I am. I am. What does I am mean? You must say it a myriad of times a day. I am this, I am that, I am great. People ask, how are you, all the time. And what are we saying? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? Does it mean I am conscious? I am consciousness? I exist? I know who I am? I am here? Is it a reminder to the spirit that the self is here? Or a reminder to self that there is more to being than self and consciousness? There is spirit. Many people struggle in life, in our culture, with the concept of identity. Who am I? What is my purpose? People usually equate purpose with job title, social standing, or influence, or a solid body of work to present as legacy when they pass on to another life or form of being. Being. This is just my thought. Perhaps being is simply what we are. We are spiritual or energetic beings in an organic cellular material body. We are aware that we exist because we are recognized by others. We see ourselves, but we don't always know exactly what we see or how we appear. Often we become consumed by what other people think of our being, and we try to change ourselves to be seen differently or accepted differently. But in reality, we are simply pure presence. That's all we are. And that's a lot. And that's beyond identity and beyond job title and beyond material gain or beauty or color or circumstance. Pure presence is a vibration of being within your cells, your visceral body, your organs, your heart, something beyond all of that, and in the spiritual realm of source vibration, source energetics. In reality, we are pure presence. In reality, pure presence is our being. In reality, our being is I am. Join me in just a few minutes and we'll continue to discuss pure presence. I look forward to seeing you. Just a minute.
Shut your eyes.
Welcome back to I Am Mind and Body with your guide, Maggie Moore. To me, and what I will teach you to feel, is that pure presence is the experience of your visceral cellular vibration. The movement and flow of life force in your organs, blood, veins, mind, and thus molecular structure. When we seek mind and body union, we seek to feel full presence in this whole state of being. We are not our thoughts, our beliefs, our job, our legacy, our mission. Those aspects of self surface through the experience of pure being. In fact, the more attuned we are to pure presence, the less we have to do or manifest or create in this material world. Though we may have energy that wants to create, which is wonderful, but in pure presence, our creations generally manifest through our essential being. When we are caught up in identity, our creations generally manifest through a need to be seen in a certain light. Our creations are generally manifest through a need to understand and express I am. But is your I am caught up in your identity and how others see you and the mark that you leave on the world? Or is your I am connected to your pure presence, your state of being, your internal vibration, and your essential self? When your actions come through pure and spontaneous expression, you are moved by your essential being. When they come through a need to prove, to validate, to impress, to influence, or leave a mark, we are moved by the ego, state of consciousness, which is ultimately driven by a fear of death, or no longer being in the material world. For some, this fear is also driven by a fear of some kind of a god or a figure, a deity, an idol, something outside of ourselves. Many people fear that this god is outside of themselves and is going to decide their fate. This kind of belief system isn't entirely bad, of course, and I'm certainly not, here to judge anybody else's belief system or say one's bad, one's good. This is simply an experience and an exploration of how you experience your pure being. So this belief that a God is outside of one and is going to judge you at the end of your day and decide where your spirit is allowed to be or allowed to move into after you transition out of material. This belief system acts as a kind of behavior modification or a morality check, and it allows for our society to function in an orderly fashion. It's generated by religious text and belief, and in some ways works. Some people have taken the belief system that there is no God or higher being. We are simply here now, and we must leave our mark on the planet so that this life is not all for naught. Some believe something a little different, and that's something grounded in science or the metaphysics. It's not quite proven scientifically, so people do dispute it, but there is enough evidence. Some people simply believe in spirit. Some believe in the vibrational source energy, something more of the metaphysical plane where we don't actually die, we simply transform or transition. You may have heard that word used, transition, instead of the word death or passed on, which is sort of a euphemism for death. This idea is spawned from chemistry, the reality that we are all made up of molecular structure that is constantly bonding and repelling, and that the universe is constantly expanding and retracting at the same time, so that we won't implode. This idea is that we only have a certain amount of energy and vibration in the galaxy or in our universe, and it never multiplies or decreases. It allows us the perfect pressure to remain in a sort of stasis, and thus in the consistent expansion and the consistent retraction, there is a functioning in this vast and mysterious universe that we are somehow born into. Whatever you believe, I'm sure you have a sense of what I am means to you. I also imagine that you may be questioning this or looking to explore this in your mind and your consciousness, or you wouldn't be engaging in my talks and teachings. So how do we come into full presence? This is a question. People talk about presence a lot, especially in society now. It's kind of popular, isn't it, to be fully present. But what does that really mean? I hear people tell me, oh, I tell myself to be present all the time. I'm constantly telling myself, you know, get present. And it almost sounds like some kind of a command or a military action. And it sounds jarring. It sounds anxious and a little self-critical. Well, one of my favorite things to remind myself and to remind others is that the minute we accept ourselves, we become whole. It's in the acceptance of our breath, the experience of our breath in our bodies, the experience of the many different emotions we may feel at one time, the experience of our fears, our longings. All of these are human nature. You can't escape that. Enlightenment, or whatever everybody's seeking, isn't about eternal bliss in the sense that nothing hurts or feels blocked or even creates fear or anxiety. Absolute bliss or enlightenment or pure potential, pure presence, is actually in the process and in the action and in the resonance of accepting ourselves. The minute we accept ourselves, we become whole. Practice your breath, think about this, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Shut your eyes.
Welcome back to I Am Mind and Body with your guide, Maggie Moore. Tune in to IAmMindAndBody.com for upcoming shows and to get your copy of the book, I Am, Your Guide to Mind and Body Union for Total Awareness. Let's think about life. We are born. We are full presence, no thought, only experience. We are socialized, sent to school. Our brains become recorders. We learn codes, formalities, forms of communication, facts. We record. Then we learn to repeat the recordings. And then we begin to become professors of a kind. Now, this is not all bad. I'm not suggesting we don't acquire or share knowledge. To have ideas and profession and social standing, that's fine. It's part of the human experience. But let's examine how caught up in that process we become. How do you examine your riches? Is it through the money in the bank, the material possessions and beauty that you believe you own? Well, then if you lose it all, are you going to call yourself poor? Both material richness and material poorness are a state of mind. They're not associated with pure presence. I heard a yoga master in India once say, some people call all of this identification because you have a bunch of dents in your eyes. So if you remove these dents from your eye, you can see clearly again. Feel your presence. Feel your natural eye. Plain, pure, simple I. Pure presence is a liberation from your own identifications. You are your own friend. You are your own foe. You bondage yourself. You free yourself. The bondage of identification through the exterior is clear. The limitless potential of pure presence is clear. The pure potential, limitless self, doesn't need any rituals or idols. If you live in fear of your existence, seeking validation, you will constantly need to affirm yourself, I am, and prove to yourself over and over through the eyes of the other. This is due to fear of experiencing the essential, vulnerable presence within your own cells, your own vibrational state of being, your own pure and advanced intelligence, your own pure presence of being. Nothing can take this away from you but you, your own mind, your own limitations. People may look at you and want to know your credentials, your identity in their eyes, and your value in their eyes. But they're just projecting their own fears of pure presence and their own fears of their own potentiality onto you by needing to box you in. You can decide if you want to live in this box or if you want to step into confidence of self and spirit, not through proving your existence and worth, but by communing with pure presence and aliveness within your own cells and being. No one can take that away from you, and there, no matter what you achieve or manifest, it is never as important as your connection to Source within. Your pure and limitless presence and potential. It is truly wonderful and rich to liberate yourself from all of this bondage. Like gold gets purified through burning, you can learn to ignite the fire within your being, your mind, and literally burn through the thoughts, identifications, and beliefs that bind you. You can learn to burn off the bondage of mind and self and clean yourself, move back into pure presence. This is a practice of liberation and freedom of mind and body bondage. Self-purification, humility, letting go of ego structure, letting go of identification, letting go of the need to prove or make a mark. Letting go, or actually dissolving, your defenses, the blocks in your mind and body that stop your pure presence and potentiality from pouring through you. Your natural, pure body presence is a renewable resource and becomes stronger the more you practice burning off the toxins, blocks, and opening yourself to pure presence. A true journey to communion with pure presence often happens to you out of desperation, out of a need to survive. Some think of a spiritual awakening as sitting in yoga class and meditation or booking a flight to a holy city to stay in a nice hotel and visit the sights, even pray, relax, vacation. The true journey within is not about leaving your circumstances or setting the perfect circumstances. It is about going deep within you, deep within your natural body energy, dissolving the bondage of the mind and identity, and seeking to resonate with the source energy within you. You can do this at any time, anywhere, day, night, now. you will face or feel or resonate with uncomfortable feeling. And as you sit through and with those aspects of self, they will dissolve, burn, and become new or different feelings deep within. This is the journey of a seeker. This is a seeking. This is a journey to oneness and pure presence. It is not a lovely trip to a statue or a temple to pray or put up photos. Of course, that's fine and lovely. Traveling is wonderful and inspiring. But the true journey within to commune with pure presence is truly within. Of course, it's wonderful to take a journey to see new things, explore old sights. But remember, the journey within to source starts with you. Source vibration within your visceral being, not outside of you to identify with your ego as your sense of I am. I am spiritual because I go to this studio yoga, I do this kind of yoga, I do this certain kind of journey, I go away to this certain temple. The reality is that your ego is then attached to your sense of I am. Letting go of your need to associate yourself with outside validation and go inside. Just simply sit and breathe and go inside of your body and commune with pure source, pure energy, pure presence. This is something you cultivate within. You can return to when you feel blocked and filled with these dents. You can take this resonance with your natural being. It can become your realm, your I am. With you, within you, inside of you, your best friend, everywhere you go. And then your journey is on. Allow yourself, make the space within to listen to pure presence, to become pure presence, to let go of your fears of extinguishment by allowing yourself to experience them. And let them dissolve, let them have less strength as you just sit with those fears. And then give to the pure presence of your visceral being, your aliveness. When we return, we'll discuss how to burn off the defense, layering the subtle energies in your solar plexus, your third chakra, as I mentioned earlier. As a pathway to renewing your source energy, purifying identification fears and ideas, and opening to your pure potential. Now, remember, the moment you accept yourself, you become whole. So try to just sit with the feelings inside of your body, breathe, let the thoughts in your mind just pass through, accept them. And I'll be right back to discuss a third chakra meditation. My blessings.
Shut your eyes.
Welcome back to I Am Mind and Body with your guide, Maggie Moore. I'd like to discuss your third chakra. You don't necessarily have to believe in the chakras to really get something out of this. I sense that you can probably just put your hand right there on your solar plexus and feel your breath expand when you inhale into that space in your body. And you might even, simply think about the idea that your body holds emotion or holds psychical issues or challenges or And when you're thinking something over and haven't made a decision yet, your body is right along with you and processing whatever it is. And that's all you really need to know for what it is to understand chakra blocks or chakra openings. Your chakras are just simply subtle energy systems, and they're where your body holds more of the vibration or sensation around the psychical and emotional issues that you're working through. You can also read a lot more about that in my book around the chakra chapter, and actually throughout the whole book there's a lot about mind and body psychical challenges in terms of processing emotion in the body. Your third chakra, though, I want to focus on that now for our final segment. Your third chakra is called your Manapura chakra. The sound of this chakra is Ram, long A. There are sounds associated with each chakra because of the sound wave vibration that creates the actual tone. And those particular vibrational waves are meant to open up that particular part of the body based on where you hold vibration and what tones parts of your body resonate more with. The note is E, so it's Ram in the note of E. The color of your chakra there in your solar plexus is yellow. Again, colors hold vibration and waves of light. And it's thought that the specific waves of light form and the color yellow help to open the third chakra. The body parts of this chakra are your stomach, pancreas, spleen, gallbladder, liver, muscular system, and your skin. Your third chakra is meant to represent your will, which is what we've been talking a lot about here. Your third chakra is located at your solar plexus between your belly button and your breastplate, and I said this earlier. When you're feeling balanced, you will feel balanced in your third chakra. When you're feeling imbalanced, your third chakra will feel out of balance. When you're feeling balanced, it doesn't mean that you're always happy. It just means you're able to experience everything, both positive and negative emotions, but you won't be consumed by them. Feelings will be more able to simply flow through you. You will be self-motivated and able to express your will in a way that is free of ego. You will be able to express getting what you want without placing anyone else at a disadvantage or manipulating anybody else or yourself. When you're imbalanced and unable to experience all of your many feelings, you often fall into defenses and start to fall back on certain kind of manipulative behavior because you're afraid to just clearly speak or even know what it is that you want to express. When your third chakra is balanced and you're feeling balanced, you will be a good decision maker. You'll be fair. You'll be emanating a confident charisma that will lead others to select you for leadership positions and able to fill those positions in a confident, charismatic, and laid-back way. You'll also be more tolerant of people who have different viewpoints or lifestyles or values and appearances because you're confident in your own pure radiance of self and your own path. So staying on your own path is the most important thing in life, staying attuned to your pure presence, staying on your path rather than focusing on comparing or judging others. This is a sign that you're aligned with your own confidence and path. When you're judging and comparing and trying to outdo or copy, you are not aligned. So if you notice that you're falling into comparing and judging and opening, your body feels difficult, you might want to sit down and just take some time to open your third chakra. You, like I was saying before about burning off energy or burning off mental states, you can do this. You can simply put your hand on your third chakra and send breath into that space and try to dissolve by accepting first the feelings that you're having. allow them to transform, and allow the energy that you're blocking or holding in your third chakra just start to move through breath. Opening your third chakra can rebalance your sense of self, your will, your purpose, and your confidence. Another sign that you can look for that your third chakra is closed or that you're struggling with your sense of pure presence is how you view your own body. You may begin to think you're too short, too fat, too whatever. This may have nothing to do with objective reality. You may be enthusiastic one minute and depressed the next. You may be consumed by power struggles that cause you to feel undervalued or make decisions out of a fear that you won't get what you think you deserve. You might lack motivation and experience troubles with your liver, your bowels, your spleen, your stomach. This is due to worrying so much about what other people think of you and whether you're going to be able to make your mark on the world. It is a wonderful thing to make a daily practice of checking in with your third chakra, checking in with what kinds of thoughts are moving through your mind and what your fears are and really how you're viewing yourself and others and how you're communing with your own body energy. We spend a lot of time in action in life, trying to create things in our lives. And this can cause problems with our third chakra, or with the psychical part of ourselves that's consumed by that. So it's important to check in with your third chakra, see if you're blocked, see if you're tight, see what your thought patterns are like, as often as possible. So just try this. Just gently thump your palm against your solar plexus for about 15 repetitions, and then rub your open palm against your solar plexus in a clockwise direction over your solar plexus for about a minute. So you gently thump your palm against your solar plexus about 15 times. I'm not super into numbers, but if you need one, if you need to go for 15, just go until you feel it's about right. Just gently thump your palm against your solar plexus, then rub your open palm, so open up your palm, against your solar plexus in a clockwise direction for about a minute. You can also do this for your child, your lover, your pet, an elderly person. While you're rubbing your palm clockwise, just visualize the color yellow. Try to make the sound ram or a long ah, ah. Sing it on a vowel. Try E if you can find a note or just any tone for now. Your third chakra represents your will. You can chant, I am, while you're slowly opening your third chakra by moving your palm in a clockwise position over your solar plexus, visualizing the color yellow. You can use yellow crystals or cloth. You can do this in meditation. You can do this while you're on the subway. You can do this while you're behind your desk or before an audition or before you're about to do some public speaking or step on stage or just have a conversation. Visualize the energy in your chakra spinning. A yellow smoke, a fog, a propeller, and a clockwise rotation. And then imagine yourself in the world, confident and seen, and yet deeply connected to your own pure presence. You're not hiding or ashamed to be seen, and you're not trying to get other people to see you in a certain way. You are balanced. You are internal. You are connected to your own internal pure presence. So we're going to close by simply taking a deep breath into your solar plexus. Slowly rotate your palm in a clockwise circle, envisioning the color yellow. Breathe into your solar plexus. Feel your rib cage opening, your center opening. Feel the heat of your breath moving through you, your cells, your organs, your heart, your veins, your brain, your toes. Feel your breath like an internal massage, connecting, resonating, being with the internal vibration of your pure presence. Practicing moving into this space a few times throughout the day is the best way to begin to open up your third chakra and get a stronger sense of balance in your experience of your I am. It's not about sitting down for 3 hours and oming or stressing yourself out. It's simply about incorporating this simple practice into your life throughout the day, checking in with yourself, letting go of dissolving the thoughts that are binding you and putting you into a bondage of I am ego, and moving you back into a full potential presence of I am now. I hope you reach out to me this week. Look at my website, listen to this talk. I'm happy to hear from you, and I will be here again for you to continue on your journey to advancing your mind and opening your pure potential. Remember, the minute you accept yourself, you become whole. Blessings. Thank you for joining us for this session of I Am Mind and Body. Please join me, Maggie Moore, again next time. Tune in to IAmMindAndBody.com for upcoming shows. Get your copy of the book, I Am, Your Guide to Mind and Body Union for Total Awareness. And learn to achieve your full potential. May this very moment in time bring you inspiration.